Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. Omicron is here and spreading. The state reported three more cases of the COVID variant in the city yesterday, bringing the total number to 8, 7 in the city, 1 in Suffolk County. Connecticut also reported its first case, a fully vaccinated man in his 60s from Hartford County. He may have been infected by a family member who attended that anime convention in the city last month with a Minnesota man who later tested positive. Ted Long of the City Test and Trace Corps says they are tracking down everybody with a connection to that event.
There were about tens of thousands of people at this conference. And one of the things that we want to do is make sure that we're letting everybody at the conference know that there was a case of Omicron that was there.
And now the latest numbers, New York's positivity rate is at 4.77%, 42 new deaths reported. New Jersey reported more than 4,000 new cases and 18 new deaths. We also have some new information about the Omicron variant this morning. A new study says that it may be more infectious because it shares some genetic code with the common cold virus. Washington Post reporting a preliminary study from Massachusetts biomedical firm Inference shows Omicron and the common cold have a bit of the same code. And they say it may have happened because a person was infected with both COVID and a cold. Researchers say this could mean the new variant is more easily transmissible, but also possibly less dangerous than other variants. The study is in preprint and has not yet been peer-reviewed. A stunning new twist for former CNN anchor Chris Cuomo. Hours after CNN fired him, the New York Times reported a former co-worker made a sexual misconduct allegation. The Times says a well-known employment lawyer contacted CNN Wednesday about that, even as an outside law firm looked into the allegations that Cuomo helped his brother, then-Governor Andrew Cuomo, fight sexual harassment claims. Deborah Katz, a lawyer for the accuser, says the woman's a former colleague of Cuomo's at another network, and the allegation is not related to his brother's issues. Unclear if this influenced CNN's decision to fire him. That was announced hours before the story broke.
CNN hired an outside law firm to review information about how anchor Chris Cuomo helped his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, when he was accused of sexual harassment. Cuomo was suspended earlier this week. The network's Brian Stelter.
Chris Cuomo, one of the most popular anchors at CNN, one of the best known names in television news, violated journalistic ethics and norms, not once or twice, but many times.
Cuomo released a statement that says this is not how he wants his time at CNN to end and that he's disappointed but proud of his team.
That is correspondent Wendy Gillette. Cuomo also put out a statement on the allegations saying they're not true and questioning if the goal of them was to see him punished by CNN. The National Guard is on the way to a Long Island nursing home. 10 medical staffers from the New York National Guard headed to the A. Holly Patterson Extended Care Facility in Uniondale to help with shortages. Newsday reports the move's part of a larger effort to send National Guard members to nursing homes and long-term care facilities that have staffing problems because of the pandemic. A total of 120 Guard members will be going to homes across the state. Police have their suspect in a sex attack on a Queens subway platform last week. 38-year-old Tyrone Brown, described by police as homeless, was taken in late Friday in connection with that early morning incident at the 169th Street station near Hillside Avenue in Jamaica Hills. Police say a 30-year-old woman was just walking out of the station just after 6 a.m. Wednesday when Brown grabbed her on the subway stairs and tackled her. He yanked her tights down, ran off, and another commuter walked by. She refused medical attention at the scene. Police say they tracked him down with the help of surveillance footage that showed him hanging around the station. He's now charged with attempted rape, sex abuse, and drug possession.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.